This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
See, I knew you'd be back because you've got nothing better to do. Now you come over here and do something for your akhirah instead. Click the link below and establish the house of Allah. Get yourself a house in paradise with a superb high-level sadaqatul jariyah for yourself that will continue, inshallah. Click the link below.
We haven't spoken about Jewishness and Judaism enough. And the reason why is because we've been afraid to be called anti-Semitic. But today, after I drink this cup of water, everything's going to change. I know there's some guy from the Secret Services here saying, okay, now... What's a famous like a Norwegian name? Give me a name. Give me one. Lars. There's been enough Larses I've had to deal with in my life. So Lars, you've got him now. He said he's going to be anti-Semitic. I don't know why he's got this kind of accent anyway, but I can't do the Norwegian accent. It's very difficult to do. If I tried to do it, it'd probably sound like a German. Anyway. Islam deals with Judaism as a religion, and there's lots of ayat. And this is actually, I know this is going to go online, this is my message to the Jews. And you know we're coming for you, no, I'm only joking. I'm only kidding. No, on a serious level, because Judaism is seen as two things at once. It's seen as, it's an ethnicity, and it's seen as a religion. So I'm not talking about the ethnicity. Although that has some bearing of what I'm about to say. One of the main things about Judaism as a religion is that they do believe that this group of people, this tribe of people, are the chosen people. They believe in that. And the Quran challenges this all the time. فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتِ If you truly believe that you are the chosen people, and it's mentioned twice, by the way, one in Surah Baqarah, and the other one is in Surah Jumu'ah, chapter 62 of the Quran. If you really believe you're the favored people that Allah has chosen, فَتَمَنَّوا الْمَوْتِ then go ahead and ask for death. Now you might think, why is Allah saying this? Because if you're the favored person, and there is some level of afterlife, which they believe, although they don't spell it out. By the way, Jewish people don't have heaven and hell. This might be very surprising to you. Like, yani, they might have some level of conception of an afterlife, but they don't have, Judaism doesn't have, like in Christianity and Islam, heaven and hell. It doesn't have this. SubhanAllah, by the way, interesting. Which is why the Quran, it actually criticizes this. وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَىٰ حَيَاةٍ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا And this is Allah saying this about Jews and polytheists. You'll find them the most cautious about preserving their life. Yani, sorry to say, yani. Allah saying this, Quran. وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِحْهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَن يُعَمَّرُ It's saying that they wish to live 1,000 years. And he cannot live 1,000 years. And he's not going to be able to swerve the punishment if he lives 1,000 years. That's what Allah says in the Quran. So, I find this very interesting because I've been attacked on this basis. I had this debate with this guy called Unholy Shmoli. And he was saying, like, you guys want to die, you want to die. I don't see why this is a criticism. We believe in an afterlife. Yes, we believe in Jannah. In fact, you should want to die.
Calm down. It's just a break. I'm reminding you that when you are finished watching the video, that you click the link below and donate now.
That Allah is saying, effectively, if you believe you're the chosen one, you don't really need to do much. You're a chosen one. By accident of birth, you're the chosen guy. You're the one. Allah, you're so special. Allah chose you. So you really believe this, then why are you here in this dunya? Outside in the minus 20 degrees and this one and that one. And why are you living this life? There must be something better waiting for you. If I truly believe this, every day I say, let me die. I'd even be going around the highways like this. Because the thing is, why am I this? The dunya is ikhtibar, is testing, is pain, is party, is things. If you, Allah is saying, if you really believe this about yourself, and you really believed in some level of an afterlife, then you should want death. But then Allah says something else. وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ أَبَدًا وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ. It's two verses. They don't and they won't ever ask for that. بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Because of what their hands have put forward. That's what Allah says. They know they're not going to ask for that. So yes, the Quran does speak to the Jews directly. It speaks to the Bani Israel. It says, there was a time. يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلُ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِي الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَنْ نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُقَبَلُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةٌ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ. For example, you were chosen at one point in time. You were chosen. When you chose Allah, that's when you were chosen. This is not the Quran, this is me making a distinction. People are chosen on the basis of them choosing Allah. فَلَمَّا أَزَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. When they swerved, Allah swerved their hearts. You are chosen in as much as you choose Allah. You are chosen. And you can still be chosen. And this is my message to Jews. You can still be chosen. The Quran is giving you, is extending the olive branch to every Jew in the world. You can be part of this community. Yes. You can be. This is what Allah, He's telling us in the Quran. That there's something more. But then the question is, if your belief is one which is encourages preservation of life at all costs, and our religion is not that like that, and yes, preservation of life is important, but preservation of religion is more important, and there's a concept of martyrdom, then I would consider that to be an advantage, frankly. Because as Robert Greene said, the one who's willing to commit suicide has the initiative. Now, I'm not saying commit suicide, anyone. This, how we got him here. I'm not talking about suicide mission here, bro. I'm just saying figuratively, the one who's willing to take it further.
So, look, I mean, I love the fact that, you know, you guys are actually doing things in English language. You're doing things now. You've got people doing things in Arabic language. You've got things in Norwegian language. You're moving around. Scandinavia now is... Everywhere I go, honestly, I'm not just saying this in front of the camera. Wallahi, everywhere I go, people know what we're doing here.
Alhamdulillah.
Everywhere I go, in Oslo, oh, you guys have had Islamnet, the center, this and that, this. Everyone knows what's going on here. And the reason why is because it's really hit home. Wallahi, I was just speaking to some guys, in the Uqsum Billah. It's a true story. Yeah. And they were telling me that, you know, what you guys done with that Quran burner last year, it changed the game completely, bro.
Alhamdulillah.
It changed the game. It's the Muslim Civil Rights Initiative. And I love the fact that you guys are doing that. And especially now with the Palestine cause, everyone's in great solidarity. And so I just want to say that. We can see also those elements who are, I would say, let's say, antithetical to our cause, opposed to us, and anti us, that they are starting to get jealous and envious.
Yes.
Tell us more about that, because you've been observing those people, haven't you?
So you have people, you know, the Zionist movement and their allies. Mm-hmm. They're trying to make issues. They're trying to even, you know, we received some terror threats as well.
And you went to the police, and the police didn't care.
Yeah, it's quite shocking. It's quite disturbing. It's
very disturbing, bro.
So, but as you guys just saw the event, Alhamdulillah, it was packed. Hundreds of Muslims are coming. And they're actually learning about the religion, and they're coming closer to Allah, and they are waking up. I think that's the big thing. This is an awakening.
Yes.
We are awakening the Muslim Ummah, and that needs to be done, especially in these kinds of circumstances we're finding the Ummah today.
Absolutely.
It has to be an organized effort. And you know what? I think people are convinced now because they've seen.
Yeah.
They've seen what it is. This is where there's an electric environment, bro. There's a vibe everywhere I go in Norway, this place, that. Everyone knows what this movement is about.
Yes.
And so it's time to give charity. It's time to give charity into an investment that's going to help you in this dunya and the akhirah. You know, and that's what Allah calls us a goodly loan. But also, I was just thinking about this ayah, subhanAllah, an amazing ayah. But it shows you the importance of charity and sadaqah in Islam. That when someone, when death comes upon them, Surah Al-Munafiqun of all surahs, chapter 63, he's going to say what? لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكون من الصالحين. If only you had just let me for some time. So this person's in regret now. Yeah. And the Quran's mentioned this, that he will say, أصدق وأكون من الصالحين. That I would have given money, أصدق. I would have given charity. SubhanAllah. Now you have the opportunity to give charity to one of, if not the, one of the most important, biggest centers in the world, in the whole world, in the Dawah world, which is IslamNet, because it can do and say things, which by the way, people can't do and say things in, like this in the Muslim world, censorship, this and that, governments, all those kind of things. This is one of the most fruitful opportunities of charity in the entire world, dunya. All they have to do is click the link below, and I think they will do that, bro. I think they will.
Inshallah.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.